Thank you, Guy. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for putting together this great event. We were, I was a last minute addition to this, so I appreciate you sticking us in here. As Guy mentioned, I'm with the Entertainment Technology Center at USC, and my name is Seth Levinson, and I recently joined the organization. I don't know how many of you know about ETC, but we are a think tank and research center that's affiliated with the USC School of Cinematic Arts in Los Angeles. Our members consist of a number of people in this room, a lot of the studios, consumer products organizations, we have a number of different sort of verticals that we work in: AI, machine learning, mixed reality, and then cloud and metadata. And as part of our organization and because of our affiliation with USC, we have access to the wealth of the student body and the professors at the university. So we take on a number of different kinds of projects and software development projects at times for doing proof of concepts. We've done experimental production projects as well, and that is all through the university. Just very briefly, who I am, as this is sort of my opportunity to introduce myself to you in this new role. I, in addition to the work that I do with ETC, I have a company that I started 18 years ago called Three-Legged Dog. We're a boutique software development and consulting company that we've doing work in media and entertainment now for those 18 years. Previously, I ran the IT department for ABC Television Network on the West Coast. Prior to that, I was with Deke Entertainment. For those of you who remember Saturday morning cartoons, they brought you things like Inspector Gadget and Ghostbusters and Sailor Moon. Then did consulting work with Orion Pictures, again, for those of you who have a way, way back machine and can remember that company. In short, I've been in media and entertainment now for over 30 years, and I'm excited to be part of ETC. What's more amazing is I'm only 35. So, and those of you who believe that, see me afterwards. I have a cryptocurrency I'd like to discuss with you. So my role at ETC, as Guy mentioned, Eric Weaver, who I suspect everyone in this room knows, has moved on to Western Digital, and I have the dubious honor of having to follow in his footsteps. He did an amazing job at ETC for, I think, 5 years that he was there. And his role at ETC was project director for cloud. And at the time when he took over that role, of course, cloud was just being looked at for production. There was a lot of, concern around security and other things using the cloud. And so he did a number of things to help really elevate cloud and bring attention to it. But in my taking over the role and sort of using that transition as an opportunity to redefine the mission statement and the scope of that role, we've decided that we're going to be looking at it from a sort of a higher level perspective, and we're calling that adaptive production. I think that for all of us in this room, we've seen it already, but I think it's safe to say that for the rest of our careers, production is going to be in a constant state of change. In recognition of that and wanting to look at things more than just cloud, we're looking at things like computational photography. We're looking at things like blockchain. There, I've said it for those of you who maybe have a drinking game for every time someone says blockchain, you can now take a drink. We're looking at virtual production. So all of these things we're looking at as being part of this sort of overall coin term of adaptive production. But we also do a lot around metadata. And some of the things that we've done at ETC, we were very influential in digital cinema. It started at ETC before it became a standard. IMF also was begun at ETC. I'm sure many of you work with IMF formats. Then most recently, we did C4, so another ID for you to add to your spreadsheet. C4 was just made a SMPTE standard, I think middle of last year. So quickly through IMF. IMF was made a standard a number of years ago, but it's very recently begun to pick up quite a bit of steam. There's been quite a lot of adoption in IMF as a way to transport files, mezzanine files. And we are working with the IMF users group now to sort of further realize the benefits of what's built into the spec but hasn't really been realized in practice. As often happens when a new standard comes out, there's this sort of first take where you just sort of substitute what you've always been doing with the new format. And so a lot of people are treating IMF like tape. That is not the most efficient way to use IMF. And in fact, with all of the ways in which media now needs to be delivered to all the different customers and all the different language formats, it's really not sustainable to continue to think of IMF as a tape. So we are working with both our member organizations as well as tool providers to try to, again, take advantage of what's built into the spec and more fully realize that. And now IMF is being looked at as a long-term archiving format, and there's a proposal out there now to use IMF framework for uncompressed ACS images in IMFs. C4. So as I mentioned, C4 recently became a standard at SMPTE. The sort of nice thing about C4 is that it's an unambiguous unique ID for any file or block of data. And one of the interesting things about it is because it's a computational ID, you don't need to communicate with other systems to create one. And they're always going to be unique. And so two different systems at two different locations for the same file will always compute the same ID. And that provides some interesting opportunities for tracking assets as they move through a workflow. And there are companies now that are beginning to adopt C4 at sort of lower levels of the pipeline. And so there are a couple of companies that I've listed there. But for example, Western Digital is using C4 now as part of the metadata that happens as soon as you drop a file into one of their object stores. So it's not something that you have to do yourself. It's not something you have to add to your application to create. As soon as you create a file in one of their object store platforms, it will generate that C4 ID. And then they are using the C4 ID to help move files around across systems and across locations. And it also opens up some interesting opportunities for digital asset management. You now no longer have to store a sort of finite or precise path to that file in storage. You just can request of your storage system, where is this file with this C4 ID, and it will manage where it is stored and bring it to you. So we're excited about some of the opportunities that C4 is going to provide, and again, we'll be working with folks to expand its usage. We're also working this year on a production data project. So something we're very excited we're going to be working with Movie Labs on as well. But this is sort of taking a holistic view of the data that's generated at all the different stages of production and normalizing it and coming up with either a new standard or hopefully being able to look at existing standards that we can repurpose for this. But there's a lot of data that comes out of cameras and VFX tools and other things as part of the process, the production pipeline process, and a lot of that data gets lost as it moves from one place to another. And oftentimes that data is getting recreated in further downstream processes, whereas if we had just carried it along as part of that pipeline, we wouldn't have to do that, and obviously there's cost savings there. So we are looking at our piece is working back from mastering all the way through pre-production, and looking at our, what data do we need at this point in the pipeline, where can we get that from, and looking backwards, and then working with the Movie Lab folks, we're going to take that through distribution. So we're excited about this opportunity to really take this holistic view of data, and obviously we would love to get everyone's input if you have ideas on how we can do that best. Just a couple of upcoming events that ETC is hosting. Next week we have the Digital Town Square. It's going to be on AI and machine learning. So if you are interested in that, please send me an email and I can send you more information on it. But it should be a very interesting talk. We have some very interesting panel speakers there. We have our all members meeting. So if you are part of an organization that is a member of the ETC, we would welcome you to join us on March 22nd for that. And finally, next month at NAB, several of us will be speaking there on various areas of work that we're doing. And my email is there, but please come up and see me afterwards, and I'm happy to send you more information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Seth. Seth Levinson from the Entertainment Technology Center at USC.